Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
What's up?
How are you guys?
We're so good. You can sit back a little bit from your mics. Perfect.
Is this okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, I feel like I'm usually closer.
No, I know. It's really good.
Oh, wow. You got this down.
You dialed it in?
No, I have such a story for you guys, but it's my bad week, so I'm going to wait.
Do we want to just get into it?
All right. It's time for...
Okay.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Or do we want to chat for a bit?
We can just chat for a bit.
Catch up because we never see each other.
Yeah, exactly. What's new? It's been cool spending 8 hours with you today. Okay, so I am going to officially break the Lady Gang rules. This week I'm going to go first. That's not breaking the rules.
Okay, I was gonna
But
say.
The breaking of the rules is that I have a bad week, bad week.
Love that.
It has been so shitty.
I feel like we can always break the rules if it's for a double bad week.
I think so, too.
I agree.
So first bad week is that you know my Chris Knight, who I love so much, who's taking a slight beating on the Lady Gang TV show. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm telling secrets and he's like
this
hitting
week
every
was.
Week. He's hitting me every week. Yep. And like, I'm so sorry. I love him so much. But he's like,
oh, wait, what has he gotten a beating on?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, no.
I'm not repeating it. It's gone now.
Oh,
it's out of his memory.
Well, but that was just that he's really lanky.
Anyway, it's fine.
Everybody poops.
We're not bringing – oh, my God, Jack. I was trying to avoid this. But anyway, he really gets the shit kicked out of him for someone who is so –
no pun intended.
For someone who is so private, and doesn't want to be in the public eye at all. He's all I have. I literally see you two and him.
You have no friends. It's just Chris.
I have only Chris. So he's all my stories. So anyway, he's an avid Lady Gang podcast listener. And over the past 3 weeks, he's been like, I don't know, babe. The podcast is not sounding great. No, something's wrong. I said, well, Chris, that's because we are so busy and we recorded it in my closet. So give me a break. I'm doing the best I can. And he was like, I don't know, babe. I don't know. Like, you know. And then he was like, sweet. He was like, you know, I did go to school for like sound engineering, so and the music business.
That's my job.
And I was in bands for like 15 years. So if you needed help with the sound, I could help you. And I was like, it was just because we were in the closet. Like, oh my God, Chris. And then I was like, I listened to the last podcast and I was like, you're right, this sounds like shit.
And we weren't in the closet.
And we were not in the closet.
No.
And I was like, something's wrong. So Chris and I came here yesterday and we spent 2 hours sitting here with these mics in this room, trying to figure out the program. He was teaching me and everything. And when we got down, was it the levels? No. Was it the plug-in? No. Since I've been helping us record, I've had the mics facing the wrong direction. So when I set up the mics for you, I put them this way.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is how they sound when you do it, and it's super tinny, and it doesn't sound good at all.
Because the
like
noise is traveling
this
up this metal part to get
yes.
to the
And so when you turn the microphone back around, you can really enjoy it. Do you want to hear it, Jack?
Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We have to cut this part out.
No, though. It's amazing.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Just
talk now.
It.
Turn it around. Hello, this is what it sounds like
God.
When I turn it around. And here's what it sounds like when you do shit properly. Anyway.
Holy shit.
So, bad week, bad week. We're back. I figured out how to do this. Everything sounds great.
Oh, my
so
God.
So, yay to us.
Good job.
My next bad week. Before the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, I was in New York hosting the parade, which was fabulous. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be so festive. I'm going to set up my Christmas decorations before the holiday. So when I got back from Thanksgiving, my house would be festive and I would feel amazing. And,
yeah.
and I had like a little bit of free time where I was just waiting for mail. So I was like, okay, let's do it. I didn't do a ton. I did garland around my garage. And then I did three different like snowflake planters with candles that turn on automatically at night and a wreath. No, I didn't go crazy this year.
This is an outside decor.
Outside decor.
Crazy.
Okay. I don't have a single Christmas decoration.
Me either.
Okay. So anyway, I put everything up and I left for Thanksgiving. When I got home, someone had stolen the 6 beautiful copper lanterns I had put out and 4 of the automatic candles, which are very expensive. Like it's the candle with the battery in it and you can set the timer on it. Why didn't you just take all the candles,
Don't
you motherfucker?
Don't you have a camera?
I have the camera, and the problem is while I was working this weekend, I turned the notifications off. So now I have like thousands of notifications because we have like seven cameras. So I have to go through them and see what happened.
You can't just focus in on the one camera that's at the front of your house?
I mean, I'm sure I can, Jack, but I've been busy with you guys all day and figuring out how to use a microphone. So give me a break. Anyway,
I'll do it.
My Christmas decorations were stolen. I am so disappointed in humanity because steal anything. Steal my Amazon box. Steal whatever I'm getting at Nordstrom. Steal my goddamn mail. But don't steal Christmas.
It's also kind of weird because your house is not on like a busy street that people would be passing it to like.
No, it's a neighbor. I think your neighbors are pissed at us for shooting the Lady Gang TV there.
They probably are.
They're
like, I'll show her. I know how much she loves decorations.
I know. I'm sure they are. But you know what? It is what it is. And go f*** yourself. Okay, who's next?
I'll go next.
Good.
Okay, so we were doing a lot of traveling. There was a lot of things happening, and Orly, the dog, my dog, has been traveling her whole life, like since she was a little puppy, from Atlanta to New York to L.A. She's amazing on a plane.
Didn't Cameron Diaz, like, hold her once?
Yeah. Zach brought her
home. Cameron Diaz pet her once.
Yeah. Zach brought her home from Jackson Hole in his lap when I was not flying with them. And he sat next to Cameron Diaz, and she played with Orly the whole time.
I'm
still convinced it's because she was flirting with Zach, and she just wanted to pet his, quote, dog.
I mean, he's
way better looking than her husband.
Well, and way taller.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so anyway, so Orly's usually really great. This morning we woke up very early in Atlanta to get on a plane. And she's been having a little bit of diarrhea. Like something – she got into something at my sister's house. You know when there's kids around, there's just shit on the floor? Well
– Literally?
Literally. She usually has a stomach of steel. And so I took her out this morning at my sister's. It was still really dark out. And I was like, she's got to go to the bathroom before we get on the plane. I let her out, blah, 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 do her thing. So then I'm carrying her through the airport. And I'm like – and she's an emotional support animal, so she's not in a bag. I'm just holding her. So early in the morning. And I'm like – what is that smell?
No.
Yeah. It's like, what is that smell? And then I still can't figure it out. I'm holding her.
You can't figure out what the shit smell is?
And I'm like, it's not that bad. It's not like a shit smell.
It's just
then
like
we sit down on the plane and Zach looks at me like halfway through the flight. He's like, somebody has to poop on this plane because I keep smelling whiffs of farts. You know the farts that smell like they're like passing through cavities of shit?
Yeah, there might be like a little piece coming out with the fart.
Yep. I get up to go to the bathroom.
It's all over Orly.
It's all over my sweatshirt.
Oh! No! So she had a leak.
She didn't have a leak, but I think it got stuck on her fur and then it got stuck on my sweatshirt. I was wearing a t-shirt underneath. I took my sweatshirt off and I literally threw it. I shoved it down into the garbage on the airplane.
Which is not large.
Which
could barely probably fit it to begin with.
It barely fit. Is that not the most disgusting thing? And then in that moment, I was like, I'm not ready for children, period.
No, because that would be an every hour occurrence.
That's what I
was. Was it a Lady Gang sweatshirt?
No, it was like a shitty, like, workout.
Shitty!
Was it the sci-fi t-shirt I gave you?
No, thank God.
Your favorite t-shirt.
Guys, thank God. Okay. Here's my good week. So I recently did an ad on Instagram for this contraption called the Furbo.
Oh, I saw it. It was very cute.
I love it.
Am obsessed. This is not part of the ad. My contract said nothing about me talking about it on the podcast. This is genuinely me being like.
Also, someone saw it on yours and forwarded it to me and was like, you need to get this for Callie.
It's
so use Becca's discount.
I think it's still on sale. I'm not even going to tell you my discount code. I think that if you just go on the website and like. There's a link to, like, have $150 off. Makes it, like – or $114 off. I think it makes it, like, $120 or something.
That's so bad.
Best money I've ever spent. When we're gone, not only does it spy on her, it tells me what she's doing all day. If she's barking, it notifies me. But the best part is I can send her treats.
That's I know, it's so cute.
It's amazing.
It's so cute.
It's amazing.
Orly's life.
They don't even realize you're not gone.
No.
Seriously. She thinks I'm still there.
It's
her
so
blessed
cute.
Life.
And she
even
hears
better.
It start working before the treat even spits it out. And I see her jet over to the corner where it is because she hears it like making its way.
Aww.
It's so cute.
She's so cute in the little video.
It's so cute. I love when I get to advertise things. I love it.
That's very on brand.
So good.
Jacqueline, you got a poop story for us or what?
I do have a poop story, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to save it.
Do you have a murder story?
No. So My good week was I went to D.C. last weekend, and on Sunday, like, I was out, like, drinking with some of my friends, obviously, like I do. And it was like, oh, shit, the TV show's coming on soon. Like, what should we do? We were, like, at a sports bar at 10 p.m., so my girlfriend made the bartender at the bar turn every single TV onto Lady Gang TV, and the entire bar watched the show with us.
Did they like it?
Did they know it was you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're so famous.
Because my friend was like, this is her show, everybody watch.
No.
And then I had messaged the DC Lady Gang Instagram because they were like hitting me up being like, let's go to brunch, blah, blah, blah. But I had plans the entire weekend. So I had some of the girls come meet up with me at the bar.
Oh my God, was it amazing?
Yeah, I was wasted. So I apologize if I was an idiot. But it was so fun. They were so sweet. And then they had messaged me the next morning. They're like, can we plan like another brunch? Because everybody that didn't come is so pissed.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose, people.
I know.
You lose.
I think, like, it was three of the girls. Pretty sure they all got up out of bed, got dressed, came down to have a drink. It was very cute. You guys were so amazing.
I love that.
Yay.
Again, bravo. Okay.
My bad week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's move on. No.
Dick. My bad week is that John Mayer is f***ing sober. Did you know this?
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. Okay.
He, like, got so wasted at Drake's birthday.
Sorry for your mental and physical health, John Mayer.
Well, I think he's sober just, like, out of choice. I don't think it was, like, a problem.
Oh.
But my mom texted me, and she goes, John Mayer doesn't drink and has been sober for 2 years. You can never date him now because you could never share a glass of wine on the beach watching the sunset, and I know how important that is to you.
Holy shit.
Which is not wrong.
It's not wrong.
I'm very sad.
May is not wrong.
I just feel like getting wasted with John Mayer would just be such a goal of mine. That
maybe you're the one that could get him back into the drinks.
I can get him back on the wagon.
Here's hoping.
Don't.
Congratulations on your sobriety, John Mayer.
But, like, I don't think it was, like, a sobriety thing.
Because,
like,
you know, people don't usually stop drinking
for no reason.
For fun.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, except for my father.
Yeah?
My dad just stopped drinking one day, like, after college, and just never drank again.
That is so crazy.
He's also weirdly, like, he's kind of a murderer. Like, you know what I mean? He has those, like, murderer tendencies.
There is a murder story in this movie.
Like, not a real murderer, but, like, has weird willpower.
Yeah. He might be a psychopath.
Yeah, he's definitely. Hey, Dad. You a psychopath?
All right. So coming up, our friend Mark Malkin is here. No, I don't have hives, but I'm sort of like remembering in my brain that I want to let everyone know that the next part of the podcast might sound like shit because I had not realized that I had the mics the wrong way yet. Just know, I hear you. It's all my fault. I'm a terrible podcaster. We're learning.
Like usual, it's Kelty's fault.
It's always my fault. I apologize in advance. But also, thank you, Mark, for being here, and hope you enjoy the next part.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today is the Lady Gang proclaimed king of bow ties. As the senior events and lifestyle editor of Variety, his Insta is a red carpet selfie showdown showcasing candid snaps of Hollywood's biggest stars. He's got a front row seat to covering the industry's major award shows, film festivals, and carpets. And he does it all while slaying in hot pink suits and boldly patterned ties. This year, he became a vocal activist for HIV awareness, starred on the cover of Plus magazine with his hot husband, and completed his first AIDS life cycle, a 551-mile bike ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles. He's also my good friend, and we love to talk shit about celebrities. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Mark Malkin.
Hi.
Welcome. You're the red face.
I'm turning like beat red.
I know.
Oh my God. Oh,
you are the bow tie king.
I have a few.
Bow tie is amazing.
I know.
It's my work drag.
Well, was this like a thing? You're like, now, because people know you as that.
Yes.
Was it on purpose?
No.
They would recognize you?
No. There was no, like, master plan. Oh. I just always wanted to wear a bow tie.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I can't wear a bow tie. That's geeky, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, I want to learn how to tie a bow tie.
Oh, so these are real tied.
Oh, you never, once you go untied, you never go pre-tied.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
No clip-ons. People have tried to send me clip-ons. I'm literally like, I'm sorry, I won't wear it.
Not for me.
But I wanted to learn how to do bow tie, and I went into Ralph Lauren, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, you practice on your thigh. Mm. And I'm like, practicing? I'm like, that does not work. I need, I mean, it was the, so yeah. weird, the thigh thing. So I went onto YouTube, which, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
And, there's a guy there with white hair. It looks like he's in a library. And I sat there one night and just tied and tied and tied. And then I just started wearing them. And got good responses, and I haven't worn a straight tie in probably about a decade.
Damn.
Yeah. How many bow ties do you have?
About 500.
How do you display them?
People think, like, I have this wall, like, yeah. you would think,
it's
right?
like Kylie Jenner's purse closet.
Yeah.
One.
Totally the same price range.
yeah.
No, I have them that, you know, like, pants hangers that are, yeah. like four pants?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just stripped over, you know, draped over there. Every once in a while, I'm like, I'm going to color code it. So all the reds are here, all the blues are here. And if you look at it now, it's like I come home at night, I just throw them on. And there are bow ties like all over my car and all over the house.
Bow tie man.
The bow tie bandit.
So the thing about Mark is that we see each other almost every day at this point.
Well, usually night.
At night, yes. Night, at yes. these things. And every
You're
time.
Like at these shitty movies.
I wasn't going to say it. But what happens is that I think I do like such a great interview with someone, and then I'll look down, and all of a sudden, Lady Gaga's with Mark, like holding his face, crying. And I was like, wow, I must be so shitty at my job. What is it about you? People love you. Tell me about Lady Gaga
my
crying.
Bow ties.
She makes you approachable.
At the Toronto Film Festival, Lady Gaga's like, Mark, my darling love.
Turning so red. This is so embarrassing.
No, tell this story because it was freaking amazing.
Okay, so Lady Gaga, I got to know. I'm not friends with her. Oh, here's the thing. As we all know, we're not friends with these people. You know what?
Well, you're not.
Kelty thinks that she is.
Okay, so Kelty, you know, when... Okay, if you want to believe that, that's fine. So Lady Gaga, I got to know a little bit because every year before the Oscars, they have a big Oscars nominee luncheon. You've gone on that, right? So I usually go in to do sort of a report from inside. So the way you sit at the luncheon for the press, the Academy doesn't want to play favorites because there's all the nominees are there. Mm-hmm. And they mix up the tables. So when you get there as the press, it's a bingo call. And it's like, you are at table four. And then you get a slip of paper that says where you're sitting. Yeah. So I think the first year I got Anne Hathaway. It was Les Mis year. That was nice. Yeah. Talked about being vegetarian. So then the next year I got like documentary short director, best foreign film of the Hawaiian full moon. You know. Which fine. They were interesting. So then... there's a year that I go, and I'm late, sorry, as I was today. And I run over, they do the bingo call, and they look at me like, okay, Mark, you're going to flip. And they hand me the piece of paper, and it's Lady Gaga's table when she was nominated for the song for the documentary. I literally screamed.
Oh.
I mean, it's just one of those very gay moments. So I go, everyone sits down, and everyone at the table knows she's coming.
Yeah.
You know that's her.
Oh, she's even later than you, though.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
So she was probably doing an interview with you down in the bungalow.
Yeah.
So she comes to the table, and everyone shakes her hand. I don't even know if she said, I'm Lady Gaga. I don't know if they say things like that. So she was lovely, and we just chatted, and everyone's talking to her, and she's telling stories, and it was the day after she had sung at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Ooh.
So then what happened was, so the producer of the Oscars that year, they get up during this luncheon to talk about, like, you know, if you win, keep it to 3 minutes, you know, a minute or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then they hand out certificates, and then they have a class picture. So he starts talking about how he used to produce the Super Bowl, and he said, you know, Lady Gaga's national anthem was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. She starts crying.
Mm.
So we're at the table. So my story that day, I worked at E! At the time, for E! Online, was, you know, Lady Gaga, you know, breaks down in tears at Oscars nominee luncheon. So, bye-bye, Gaga, you know, and if people are asking to take selfies, right, and I'm looking at her, and she's like, do you want one? And I was like, yes.
So
we do that. And then I think it was 2 nights later, there was, I can't believe I remember all these details. It's so weird. There was the Yves Saint Laurent show with Yves Saint Laurent, whatever they were calling it now, over at the Palladium in Hollywood. And I go, and Lady Gaga's there, and she's in like some other getup. She's in like one of her like alter ego things. And I'm walking into the Palladium, and I hear, Queen!
Mm.
And I'm like, turning around. She's like, oh, my God, I loved your story. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
I was like, could you call me queen again?
That's
so
magic.
You know, and then, like, I got to introduce her to my husband at a party, which is like, you know, that's a lot of gold stars for the gay husband to introduce him to Lady Gaga. I think he's my fiance at the time. And then seeing her at
She cried again.
She cried again. And that was from, you know, we do this all the time. You're like, what can I ask that's different? What can I ask that's different? And by that time in Toronto, she had done all this press for Star Wars.
All around the world, yeah.
We all knew about, you know, it was Bradley's own voice. He learned how to play the guitar, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. It's like, what can I get from her? I want it to be something personal and emotional, blah, blah. You know, and I don't work for E anymore. I work for Variety. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to ask her about her husband, her boyfriend, her breakup. That's just not Variety stuff. So I just thought about it, and I just said to her, I said, you know, what would little Stephanie think of you today? Oh. And that just got her. It just hit her, and she was just...
Really?
And
that's a great
question. She really went back, and she's like, you know, they called me ugly. They bullied me.
Oh, my gosh.
And look at me now, you know, and she got emotional.
Oh. And I was like, you mother...
I like those moments when Kelty calls me a mother...
Like dagger eyes at you.
You know,
like,
how
dare
you?
Did you do the rom-com, the Julia Roberts interview?
Yes.
That was everywhere.
Yes, I know.
Everywhere. So.
All right. On that note, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, listen, you have been doing this for a long time, and you've been on television, you've been behind the scenes, and then you sort of, after all these years of being in the entertainment business, this was the year that you chose to come out and let the world know that you were HIV positive. You did the big life cycle. Why was that so important to you? And is there any backlash with your job and being in the entertainment business?
You know, for about a year, I've been HIV positive. I was diagnosed about a decade ago. My husband is also HIV positive. And I've been thinking about it for about a year.
Yeah.
I wanted to come out. You know, I'm very active with LGBTQ causes. I'm very active with the Gay and Lesbian Center here in LA. And I kind of felt like a fraud that I wasn't being honest about that. And I always kind of put it off as, one, my job.
Right.
Two, my family didn't know, so I wouldn't want to come out before I told my family.
Yeah.
And I'd just been thinking about it for a year, and then my husband came out as HIV positive on Facebook.
He's not in the business, though, right?
He's a hairstylist. He's a colorist. So kind of side business. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do celebrity. He works in Beverly Hills. Joseph Martin on Canon, if you want him. Fabian Pesado Malcolm. He's amazing. Nice job. They call him an artist. I've learned all about low lights, high lights, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, he came out as HIV positive. This was after the backstory on my husband was he was undocumented for 17 years. He was from Mexico. Mm-hmm. We got him his green card so we could be a little more truthful on social. Not that we lied on social media. We could be more revealing.
Yeah.
And he came out, and then my friend Carl Schmidt, probably from ABC News, he's an entertainment reporter for ABC, he came out as HIV positive, and we had been talking about it. And one day he sent me a text. He goes, I think I'm going to do it tonight. And he came out on Instagram as HIV positive. So then, fast forward a little bit, my husband, the AIDS Life Cycle, which is the bike ride from San Francisco to L.A. It's the largest single AIDS fundraiser, I think, now in the United States. Last year, it was about $16 million they raised. And it goes to HIV AIDS services at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the Los Angeles LGBT Center. And my husband had done it 8 times.
Jeez.
And I never did it. And I would go to San Francisco and be like, bye, girl. See ya. I'll meet you the last night before in Ventura. We'll get a hotel room. Then I'll drive back to L.A. You get back on your bike to get back into L.A. Mm-hmm. And then I left E! News. And the day I left, my last day at E!, that day at noon, I was on a flight to San Francisco to volunteer on the AIDS ride. So I volunteered with their media team. So I was doing, like, videos. So, we do. And it just... I was like, if I'm feeling this amazing being a volunteer,
right?
I need to experience the ride. And by the last night, so on the Thursday night of the ride, there's a group called POS Peddlers, and it's for people who are HIV positive, who are on the bike ride, and people, you know, their allies. And they get up and they do, you know, a little talk, and they said, you know, if you're comfortable, could everyone who's HIV positive stand up right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I grasped the table and I stood up.
Yeah.
And I'd never done it like that before. Mm-hmm. And it was a feel, just looking around the room. I mean, it's the bike ride is, I think it's like 1,200 people.
Wow.
So you're looking around, people are eating dinner and everyone's exhausted. It's like the fifth day. And that night I signed up for the ride the following year, which was this past summer. It's always the first week in June. And I can't even explain what this ride is.
Wow.
It's literally a moving city.
Yeah.
You know, you're going down, and a lot of people, there's a camp, and people are staying in two-man tents, two-person tents.
Yeah.
I did not. I princessed it. I stayed in hotels. I'm like, I'm not that young anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the ride, and I was shocked that I was actually doing all of it. Because they have, they have vans there that if you can't do a few miles, you get on the van, you go to the next stop. You know, it's very, it's not a race.
Right.
But if you're going up a hill, someone comes by you, and they're like, you could do it, you could do it. And you're just pushing and... You know, I had two uncles who died of AIDS. And any time that I was feeling pain, feeling I couldn't go up the hill, I'm like, this pain is nothing compared to what my uncles went through.
Yeah.
And I've got to push through. And you get to that finish line. Oh, my, it's an emotional.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know. Also, they moved it to downtown, which wasn't that great. It was like a hill right before we got through. It was
like,
horrible.
It used to be nice by the beach.
Right. No, it used to be. It used to be at the Veterans Park in Westwood. Then they moved it to Fairfax High, and I got too busy. Anyway, so we go home, and it's Saturday. It's a Saturday. You come, you ride in, and we're home, and we're laying in bed. And the next day, I'm just writing on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you've seen my Instagram. Yeah. And I just turned to my husband. I said, I think I'm going to come out as HIV positive on Instagram right now. And he said, there's no right or wrong answer here.
Yeah.
Right. You do what you do. And I did it. I was freelancing at the time, so I was a little nervous. You know, people, but I was like, there's no way there's going to be discrimination, blah, blah. And, you know, within that Instagram, I also came out as a recovering crystal meth addict. Mm-hmm. So there was two biggies there. People sort of ignored the crystal meth part, which I thought was amazing.
And that's sort of how like, you do it. You just throw it. You're
right, like, just throw it all out. Like,
all out.
Pick what you want. And it's the response, you know, you asked me if I've any kind of... backlash, nothing.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
I'll be completely honest. I was surprised by the attention it got.
Yeah.
And... it got a lot of attention. Like, there were stories written about it. And that was a little weird to me because as much...
You're the writer.
Public stuff, it's like, what? But then when it comes down to it, what, you know, hashtag visibility matters.
Yeah.
And that's what mattered here. And
I love that.
I needed to show other, especially young gay kids.
Yeah.
That you don't have to get HIV, but if you do get HIV... you could have this life beyond your wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kelty and I were talking the other night, and, you know, I told her, I said, I've gotten emails and direct messages, Twitter, whatever, from Africa, from Italy, from people just saying, that's you know, amazing. Thank you for giving me hope. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
And you're like, Lady Gaga said I was queen.
I'm feeling that way today. But what I said, you know, what I've said to my husband, because he's gotten the same thing. He's gotten, you know, letters and comments and... I said, do you know how many people we're helping that we'll never know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it, you know, and it's not about patting myself on the back, like, look at me, I'm saving people. I'm just living my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so strange. I'm like, people kept saying to me, like, it's so brave of you to be out about it. I'm like, I'm just being me. Mm-hmm. Why is that brave? So it's been an amazing experience. And then, you know, I started at Variety about three months ago. And the cover of HIV Plus magazine was going to be coming out. And I had done that before I got the Variety job, so I sent an email to my editor-in-chief and our CMO. I'm like, by the way, the cover of a magazine talking about being HIV positive and in recovery. They're like, awesome, cool.
Oh, wow.
You know, they were wonderful about it. And I'm I'm talking on your podcast about it. I'm very open about it.
I love that. Bravo to you, man. So brave.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to play a Thanksgiving game.
The Lady Gang.
And we're back. All right, because this is Thanksgiving week and we have so much to be thankful for, we're going to play a game called Thanks or No Thanks. So, Mark, the way these games work is that I'm going to give you a topic and everyone's going to vote. Thanks means yes, please, Queen, Lady Gaga in tears. No thanks is I'd rather pass on this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
And are we like saying it all at the same time?
No,
we'll take it around.
Okay.
Okay. Bieber and Baldwin.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Gracias.
I love it. Thanks. Jonas and Chopra. Do you even know who those are?
Yes.
Oh.
Priyanka. See? I'm in the know. I don't know anything about pop culture.
She knows
like,
no one.
I was going to say like Beyonce. Chopra.
Deepak Chopra.
Vote. She thought Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise were still married, like when we started this podcast.
It's amazing. Everything is just going over my head. I'm going to say thanks because, number one, they're beautiful together. And, I mean, she's being a cougar, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to say thanks. I think they found, like, equal, like, they're equally as powerful and talented as one another. Like, it's kind of awesome.
I'm saying totally thanks. I love Nick. I love Priyanka. I think they're, like, so good together.
Oh, that's so funny. It's a no thanks for me.
Wow.
No, I love her. I love Nick Jonas, too. I just think she's way
too good for him.
Yeah. I think she's like so.
How much do you really love?
Do you
Nick
think
Jonas?
What if
I love Nick Jonas?
What if he was her age? Like, do you think it's an age?
It's not
thing,
an age,
or
thing.
Just like you just.
It's not an age
great.
Thing. He seems like a boy to me, and I feel like she was going to be with a man. But also, I mean, he's
so
cute.
So he's like it's still a Joe Brody.
He's a Joe Brody.
He's an old soul, though.
Look, I think he definitely
always
has
been.
Soul.
Yeah,
and he's very talented. I don't know.
But he was always like the one who was writing the music.
I kind of understand because I remember when they were first. I was like.
It just seems
no, it was weird. It was weird, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to go back to some, like, because I don't want you to get in trouble because these are the celebrities that you see all the time.
We'll
so I went into, like, some of the biggest, like, overall arching stories. Yeah. Oprah and Bread.
Bread.
You know, like.
Oh, because she gives it up and then she goes back?
Yeah. And then she's like, I love bread. In
yes.
Did you ever see the Did you ever see the Weight Watchers commercial where she's like, "I love bread."
Oh yeah,
and you're like,
"You get a bread, and you get a bread, and you get a bread."
It's like pretty f-ing intense, Oprah.
I mean,
do you love bread?
I love bread.
Do you love Oprah?
So Oprah and bread. Yeah, I like Oprah.
So vote.
That really makes sense to me. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna say thanks.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving. Thanks for the bread.
Yeah.
Thank you for the bread. Would like to have a stuffing. Live musicals on television.
No thanks.
No thanks.
I am a gay Jew from New York. Thank you so much.
What? You really? But do you hate watch them?
I hate watch Peter Pan.
Oh, my
God. That was awful.
Like, the worst.
The worst.
What the
Yeah, that was so bad. Like, Allison, what were you doing? You put on a felt green hat and you look like a Keebler elf. Like, what were you doing? So bad.
Who let her do that?
So bad. And, like, who was playing the hook? Was it Willem?
Christopher Walken.
He was like a drag queen hook. It was weird. But
Grease was good.
Grease was good.
I liked Grease is the only one actually I watched.
And I can't wait till they do Rent. They're doing Rent. And
good.
They're doing Hair.
Tried
hair.
So
See,
hard.
You're
to
into
Hair's
it.
Gonna be good.
I tried so hard to get
it. I get excited hearing about it coming, but then I watch and I'm like,
Becca was actually on Broadway, so she's like slightly annoyed by all the.
I mean, I'm not annoyed. I just there's a way to do it, and they haven't nailed it.
And it's also strange when you're watching a live musical and there's no audience.
Yeah.
Like you guys know you feed off an audience.
Yeah.
So it's very strange. So you're sitting at home and like, do you applaud? Like, what, you know?
But do they not have audiences when they film at all?
No, because it's
Jesus Christ Superstar did.
Yes, that did. Yeah.
It didn't help it.
Why do that?
I did like Jesus Christ Superstar.
I didn't see it. Nope. I didn't watch it.
Ariana's ponytail. Oh, it's a thanks from me.
What is Ariana?
Musicals.
I like a musical.
Oh.
I love to hate watch something.
Ariana's
and then to say all the reasons what I would change. Make my notes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Ariana's ponytail. Do we even have another option? Do we know what she looks like without a ponytail to say no thanks?
She's worn space buns before.
Mmm.
I guess I'll say thanks. I have no really other option.
It's the Princess Leia.
Like two buns.
Oh, like donuts. Thanks. Bagels.
Bagels.
Nope. Not a bagel. Not at all. That is incorrect. Do not say that in writing.
I'm going to say thanks. I like it. She's cute. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no thanks, and not because I don't like the ponytail. I want to see her do something else.
I'd love to see her with a lob.
Because she's also, like, such a pretty girl that you're, you know, you like seeing.
And it's very girl. It's like it's
childlike.
Not
did you ever see the SNL skit with her, the Jimmy Fallon skit with the ponytail?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Oh, isn't it, like, have a mind of its own?
Yes. And it's, like, and it's like she's saving the world, and it goes and, like, beats up someone. It's amazing. Anyway, okay. People who still own.
You didn't say thanks for nothing.
Oh, sorry. It's a thanks for me. I love a high pony, and I also relate deeply to girls with hair problems because I've been growing out my hair.
I wonder if her hair is all up underneath
it
the
is.
Ponytail.
Well, they get. So I remember years ago when I worked at Us Weekly doing a story on Christina Aguilera.
She
burnt her hair bad. Remember, like, she had that, like, big blonde fro with the different colors?
And, like,
bleached
they,
to shit.
Yeah, they, she I, so I, damaged her hair.
I heard she glued her hair extensions to her bald head.
Who did?
She didn't have enough hair for it to hold the extension.
Oh, my God.
Just heard, allegedly.
Oh, who did? Ariana Grande?
Christina Aguilera.
Oh, Christina Aguilera.
It's hard when you're a blonde.
When you're blonde, you're screwed. Blonde and extensions.
Okay, next one. People who still own the Nick Lachey, Jessica Simpson, Newlyweds DVDs.
Oh, my God.
That is so specific.
I wish I was one of those people.
Same. I would love to. I'm sure it's on Netflix.
No.
No thanks.
No thanks for the show in general?
I don't want to. No. I'm not nostalgic for them.
I am.
Oh, sorry. No.
I feel like we're kind of, like, she's like our soul sister that we're really trying to capture for our TV show. Like, a little bit of dumb.
Like, she's dumb, but she's
wow,
rich.
Wow, that is so such like the southern compliment. It was like,
we're really
aiming for her. She's a little bit dumb.
Remember
she's
that
not
Ellen,
dumb, but she was
I think she plays dumb.
She definitely plays dumb.
She plays it up.
She plays it up. Yes.
We played up too.
Remember when she was on Ellen, and Ellen was like, "And now you have like this. How do you have this like billion-dollar company?" And she's like, "It's crazy, right?" I don't know.
It just happened.
Meanwhile, she's like in the background, like a puppet master doing
probably.
It all.
Right.
Joe Simpson.
There was a guy doing my hair for an event, and he was saying that he worked with her. Kind of like in the middle of her career, like as the shoe line was taking off, and he goes, she's one of those people who employed everybody that she ever knew, like as she built this empire. So he's like, so I walk into like the bathroom to do her hair, and she's like, that's Gina. She was my second grade piano teacher. She runs a shoe line now.
It's like so. Every single person was like someone, her old
that's
neighbor.
That's very like Dolly Parton. It's like all of Dolly Parton's cousins. You go to like Dollywood, it's like second cousin,
for
third
real?
Cousin. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Yeah.
Her whole like, I've been there. You know, I've been there before. Like her whole like home studio thing in Nashville. She has like an entire block and like a warehouse, and like she shoots her music videos there. She has her office,
so
all her clothes
leaves.
Are there.
Totally.
If you want to interview Dolly, she's not going to get in her RV and come to you.
You go to Nashville.
You go to Nashville.
But she also, I think she still has her house in Malibu. Mm. She used to have a house in West Hollywood, actually.
Oh,
wow. That she sold
I
a few years
Dolly
ago.
Parton.
That seems off brand.
Oh, don't even get me starting with Dolly Parton.
She's amazing. Do you like her?
She is one of my idols.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, no. Like, I've seen her in concert 12 times. I just saw her the other day. She just did a little promo thing for that new movie, Dumplin'.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang one of the original song for her that she's trying to get an Oscar nomination for. She was not shy about it. She's like, I'm here politicking.
Oh, my God.
I want an Oscar nomination with Linda
That's
Perry.
That's what I love. Her.
Yeah, and what I always say about her is, like, as fake as she looks, she's so real.
She's the most real. She rolled up her sleeves once to me in an interview, and her whole arms are all tatted up. But like how mine are, like they're just like, individual tattoos.
Well, the rumor is that she's tatted everywhere.
Really?
And nobody knows?
I've seen one in between her boobs and her cleavage. You've seen that one.
Okay, so I've seen that one. The first time I saw it was at the premiere of that movie she did with Queen Latifah for that Chorus movie, right? And I'm interviewing her, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
I've seen the tattoo, right? And someone from TMZ was shooting down, and she literally looked up and go, that's rude. You shouldn't be shooting down on a woman like that.
Oh, my God.
That was such a bad Southern accent. And next day, TMZ's like, oh, Dolly has a new mystery tattoo. Yeah. And her people said, oh, no, it was temporary. It was just fake. Mm-mm. And apparently she says that the only way people recognize her when she's out of her drag is her voice. That she's completely unrecognizable. There's rumors that she looks like Joan Jett, and she's all tatted in her hair.
You would know her body.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Because she's
unless she's wearing a muumuu.
I believe it. That's so cool. Yeah. I hope they do.
But if you say she rolled up her sleeves, but if you look at Dolly Parton though, she's always covered.
Head to toe.
Hands, yeah. Her, the, what do you call them, stockings, whatever those things are. They're the kind where, like, you can't see through them.
It's the Beyonce. It's a shimmer tight.
Yeah, so you can't. I've sat down with her, interviewed her on a couch, and she was wearing, like, a sweater that was knitted so, like, you could see through the knits. But I'm looking, I'm like, where is the tie? And she's wearing, like, a bodysuit.
Yeah. No, she's fine. Even she has these, like, little nudie gloves that she wears. Even with, like, a long sleeve, then there's, like, a little glove peeking out. So like a fingerless glove that's rhinestoned.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I never knew this.
I want to the bottom of this.
I know.
No one has photos. There's only, like, 3 photos of her husband, Carl, who's in the gravel business, exist.
I know. It's honestly second season of Lady Gang TV is going to be like Lady Gang investigates Dolly Parton.
Richard Simmons.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Because I wouldn't want to upset her.
That's true. You can't upset her.
I love her so much.
I want someone to do a documentary on her life.
She has an unfold documentary. There are these twins in LA who are obsessed with her, who did this.
Are you looking at pictures of her right now?
This documentary where they travel to Dollywood.
Yeah.
She's been working on it forever, a musical based on her life, like a Broadway musical.
Yes.
And she's always said she wanted.
Well, they did 9 to 5. Not good.
No. Yeah, but that's. No, it was good. I was there opening night.
Thanks.
Opening. Dolly Parton?
No, I mean
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Yeah. He was at the opening. He just said
the opening down at the Amundsen. So okay, this is how obsessed I am with Dolly Parton. So 9 to 5 is opening here in LA. So I go, and my friends, they have World of Wonder, which is the people who do RuPaul's Drag Race, blah, blah, blah. They used to have a gallery space in Hollywood. So it's like, I want to do a Dolly Parton art show. And I curated art from around the world.
Oh my God.
Of Dolly Parton inspired art. And I literally put it, this is like back in the days of Craigslist. I'm like, anyone have Dolly Parton art? Literally, like, so many people make Dolly Parton art. So the one that I have is an artist who makes portraits out of chewing gum. He chews gum, stretches it on a canvas.
Oh, my gosh.
And you look at it, and it looks like an oil painting. It's so crazy.
What?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Did you buy it at the show?
Yeah, I bought it from the show.
That's so cool.
So 9 to 5 opens in L.A. I'm talking way too much.
No, but that's 9 to 5 why you're
opens
here.
In L.A. And they were having troubles with the set during the rehearsals. The set would break down.
Yeah.
And it happened on opening night. Dolly gets up there with Jane and Lily, and they start singing 9 to 5.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
right
shit.
Behind me. Swear to God. Yeah. It was crazy. Cool. It was
amazing.
Insane.
I love her. She's amazing.
I have terrible news.
What?
We've run out of time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, bad news about Dolly. I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, where did that go?
Oh, my God.
Dolly told me no thanks about you. No, we've run out of time, so we have to skip us, Lady Gang. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was worth it.
But these stories are too good. It's fine. Mark, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks
now, Mark has an amazing unfiltered Instagram if you want to go check it out, because what he does is he takes, like, unassuming photos of celebrities when they don't know their picture's being taken, and it's actually really funny. So please go, Mark Malkin.
It's a version of a selfie that's not really a selfie because the celebs not involved in, unless they catch me, and sometimes they catch me doing it and they make.
Do the reps ever make you take it down?
No, it's gotten to the point where there are celebs who say to me, like, I want one of those selfies.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm like, okay, but we're not supposed to pose for it. You're supposed to just be doing stuff in the background.
Yeah.
I'd be so
worried about my double chin.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, but the beautiful part of it is it's really a close-up of my face. So if my skin's not looking great, I just, like, expand it. So you just see my eye.
He's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant man.
My nose is very prominent.
Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for coming here. And please come back.
I wanted to come back.
I didn't even get into half the stuff I had planned.
I know.
You never do. You know.
I know. We listen to you talk for hours.
Oh, thanks.
You have the best stories.
Yeah,
so, Queen.
Thanks.
Queen, thanks for being here.
Lady Gaga.
Thanks, Queens.
Queen.
Lady Gaga approved.
You're the queen gang. You're the queen's gang.
Make sure to check out our show on E! Sunday nights at 10:30. Also follow the Lady Gang and the Lady Gang TV, Jack Vanek, Becca, at Kelty, and we will see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.